New York 3 and Carview 3 gathered for preparation this week in a unified sensation and importance in the force found in love of friends. Havarim, we have been given the ability, we have been given the opportunity, we have been given the desire and the conditions for us to mount the trail, to add importance and greatness and lift each other into spirit of overcoming. Something I heard from the Rav in the beginning of my studies and to which I have brought with me into every lesson is the level of connection decides the lesson. So dear friends, let's start today's lesson by opening our hearts, embracing our tens, igniting the importance for each other, giving great efforts, and let's all yearn to be as one whole, unified desire, answering the promise given to us of come and see. For his joy and his contentment. Gianni?
Thank you, Bradley. Yeah, I stepped into this ocean of love called Kabu 3, and I had to fill in for a friend, so I didn't really have anything to say at the last minute. And I just listened to these friends and let them fill my heart with the greatness of spirituality, the greatness of our path. And these friends make you feel like a baby again, a baby on a spiritual path. And every friend here has the ability to do that. When we hear friends asking questions, when we feel their deficiencies, when we hear them talk in the workshops, when we look at them the way that they listen to Rav, the way that they exalt and respect the sources of Balasubham and Rabash. And so let's be like babies. Let's let the friends feel that we truly want to be in love with them, that we want to be in their arms, that we want to walk together this path with them forever until the end of correction.
Besoin de moi. One should always accustom oneself to install love of friends in one's heart to the bottom of one's heart, and to persist with this until his soul is adhered and they adhere to one another. When they are all as one man, the one Creator will dwell within them and will impart upon them salvations and comforts aplenty, and they will ascend in the soaring of body and soul.
Active workshop. Ignite the hearts of the friends in the ten. Again, let's ignite the hearts of the friends in the ten. Active workshop. L'chaim.
Oh, what a workshop. Just to start with full gas, as strong as possible, and then gradually during the lesson we can increase. Because what we have to do is work with the heart and open the heart and exert in love towards one another. We're so lucky that we were given a chance to gather in the lesson, and we simply need to forcefully open the hearts of one another, open our own hearts to truly draw the reforming light.
What joy this morning. Again, we have this opportunity to be together, a special opportunity, the whole world clear, to be together with Rav in excitement and preparation towards tomorrow's morning lesson as well, where we will gather all of us together. And that's it. All that remains is to keep this joy and the greatness and the importance of the goal, and to enter this lesson together.
Together,
in a common intention, the Creator invited us now to defeat Him, and we're going together to put all this huge desire, this massive lack, our one deficiency on his table, and prayer for the friends with intention. Together, friends.
Yes, there's certainly some joy that we already for several days. We know that we're about to meet tomorrow at the center. And we have preparation. And this is all how we're preparing this place that we will come and really.
Rabash writes, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. And this trail is called a path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends.
And our silent workshop, let's focus our hearts on the love of friends. Again, let's focus our hearts on the love of friends. Silent workshop.